This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is Danny and Dusty.
What in God's name is going on in here? What was that ruckus?
With Danny Murray and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
What ruckus? I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app.
Can you describe the ruckus, sir?
And 1080.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
The Fan.
Hour number two, Danny and Dusty with you on this Thursday afternoon. Thanks for being a part of our day, letting us be a part of yours. 1080 AM, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, twitch.tv/1080AM, the Fan, and the party people on YouTube, youtube.com/1080AM, the Fan. What's up, party people? All right. Last night, the Dallas Mavericks hammered the Sacramento Kings in Sacktown, both road teams winning, and the home teams have had a distinct advantage in play-in tournament history, albeit a short one.
Yes.
But the Mavericks, as the 10 seed, took it to Sacktown, 120-106. Domantas Sabonis looked disengaged and disinterested.
This might be a... Scott Perry is close to being named the general manager for the Kings after Monty McNair was fired after the game last night, which, like, if you're going to fire him on the basis of whether he wins in a play-in or not, just fire him already. Like, that shouldn't... Like, if your job hinges on what you do in the last game,
yeah,
you're not going forward with that guy. That's where, like, the whole getting rid of Calvin Booth thing in Denver, I at least agree with it in that sense. Is it a little bit weird? It's a lot of bit weird.
It's a lot of bit weird.
But, like, if you're done with a guy, just be done with a guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, why wait? I've never understood that sentiment.
Yeah, he is a he was on the outs. Anywho,
He wasn't getting a contract extension. He thought he might, but they ran into, I want to say, in the final 2 months, it was looking more and more like it wasn't going to happen.
But I think that ultimately the Kings were going to fire him no matter what. It was just waiting for the season to end.
Yeah, I mean, right? With Monty McNair and why he's quote-unquote important to Sacramento, he's the general manager responsible for putting the team together that took him back to the playoffs for the first time in 17 years.
Yeah.
But he's also the guy that mismanaged De'Aaron Fox, mismanaged Tyrese Halliburton, and you can talk about Sabonis being there and all that kind of things, but, like, look at what they got back for De'Aaron Fox was Zach LaVine, which, if that's the thing you're into, cool, I guess, and the rights to your own pick.
Yeah, got your pick back, though.
Like, that's just...
I think anytime a GM calls takebacks on trading your own pick away and you get that thing back, the writing's on the wall, you're getting canned, right? Scott Perry is an interesting one because what a turn of events this has been for the Detroit Pistons' Joe Dumars front office.
Mm-hmm.
He was the second in command, yeah, under Joe Dumars. Joe Dumars just hired in New Orleans. Now Scott Perry going to get promoted in Sacramento?
I'm sure
Party like it's 2000, baby.
I'm sure Joe made a few phone calls on Scott Perry's behalf.
How is he getting so much power again?
I mean, look, I mean, he was in the league office for the last 10 years.
Bad franchise going to bad franchise, though?
I mean, this is the whole thing of, you know, when Blazers fans are like, we need new owners. And I'm like, the Maloofs were bad owners for the Kings, but the new ownership group has not exactly covered themselves in glory either.
Vivek Ranadive.
You've got his daughter having hands in things and Jeremy.
Wait a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Phrasing.
Jeremy Lamb. Yes, that former NBA player that bounced around forever and played in the league for seemingly 20 years somehow is dating her. Oh. And through that, he's kind of been like shadow GMing.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Former UConn Husky Jeremy Lamb.
Brother, there's some weird stuff going on down in Sacramento. It's
well, I mean, they did have an edict go down to their G League team to run a cherry-picking offense because Vivek Ranadive's kid in, like, 12U AAU was running it, and it was successful.
And he also believed Buddy Hield was the next Steph Curry. Now, Buddy Hield ended up being one of the best three-point shooters of the era. He wasn't totally wrong on that.
He's shooting.
But not Steph Curry.
Is there a pathway, and it does look like Domantas Sabonis does not want to be in Sacramento anymore. Are we looking at him opening up on the trade market? I mean, and this is going to be a conversation that we have across the NBA because we've talked about this a lot and you've said this. Things will change with franchises as they get eliminated from the playoffs. Big changes, players want out, coaches become available, all of that stuff starts coming down. Domantas Sabonis seems like a guy that you've heard a little bit of smoke here and there. You saw it on his face last night playing against the Mavericks.
Yeah, the free agent class this year, not great. It's not great. Probably one of the lesser free agent classes we've had in a while. Everybody I've talked to in the league expects there to be quite a bit of activity. And not just in like the general sense, but there are some massive, massive, massive names that may hit the market that are going to blow people's brains out. Like that's – and players
– blow people's brains out?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, jeez. Sabonis.
The look on Russ's face. Russ's like, what?
Yeah. Really escalated quickly.
Yeah. Wow. Feeling uncomfortable.
But, like, Sabonis, you know, an all-star caliber big, like, if he goes somewhere, he has to go somewhere for the right fit. And that's the thing is, like, he doesn't give you the defense or rim protection stuff, but he's a god-tier rebounder. He's an unbelievable passer. Incredible finisher around the rim, but he has to have a Jaren Jackson, Evan Mobley, Chet Holmgren type big next to him, and it kind of limits the fits for him to like really be accentuated. And that's always, and it's not just a Sabonis thing. Like when you talk about those kind of players who are very good, but they have very specific fits, and it's like it makes things a little bit harder to get necessarily the return you want to get because the teams that are going to, like, I know some Blazers fans right now, go get Sabonis. Like, they're a defensive-minded team. It's like, yeah, because they have good rim protection and they have big wings everywhere else. Like, you're then now talking about if you went and got a guy like Sabonis, that's your move. But now you're running your offense through a lot of Domantas Sabonis because that's what he does. He handles the ball a ton. And, like, you don't have the shooters necessary to make that happen.
No, they definitely don't have the shooters to make that happen, but make a couple of deals and it may make a lot of sense.
Look,
you don't have to play him at the five either.
You do. Because if you put him in space as a four, he's going to get eaten alive in the playoffs.
But you need a rim protecting big next to him.
You need somebody who is a damn near defensive player of the year caliber. Like you need one of the unicorns. You need Chet. Yeah. You need Mobley. Wait. You need Jaren Jackson Jr. Like those are probably the three best players to put alongside him. You need somebody transcendent that can switch and move and cover and be so versatile on defense.
Yeah, that'd be a problem when you have Donovan Klingon as your big moving forward. That'd be an issue.
And you don't get the space. Like if you were going to be like, well, we're just going to do Klingon and we'll live with Sabonis like being on an island on some of these guys. It's like, okay, so now you have two non-shooters, bare minimum, in your starting lineup.
Yeah.
And you're already struggling on shooting. It's like, don't get me wrong, you'd be big as hell. You'd be strong as hell. It'd be mildly interesting. But, I mean, you'd just be playing in a shoebox with your spacing on both sides of the floor.
All right. Well, peeing everybody's Cheerios on that one.
Look, man, I love Sabonis as a player. He's incredibly fun to watch and probably one of the evaluations that I got most wrong.
Yeah.
Coming out, I did not think he was going to be this good.
He didn't fit.
I thought he'd be a very good backup big. I did not think he would be this good of a player in the NBA.
He does not fit.
No.
Here in Portland. All right. But he is going to be on the move. And the Blazers can be active.
Wouldn't
because somebody
me.
Else will be on the move in coinciding deals that'll run alongside of it. All right. 503-864-6326. That be the fan text line. We got a little bit of news that is long overdue. But it's also pretty jarring. The impact that one person can have on the sport of college football without even being in between the lines. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Today, ESPN announced Lee Corso will retire from College Game Day in August after 38 seasons doing the show. He turns 90 August 7th. He will have one farewell show on August 30th to say goodbye in the first College Game Day of the season. Lee Corso, stepping aside, man.
college game day is synonymous with the sport, and particularly so in the last 10, 12 years. The pomp and circumstance of the stage being set up and the thousands or sometimes tens of thousands of people that show up for the biggest events. And I think McAfee breathed some life into Corso this year in the few times they got to do some stuff together. And you got to see Lee in his faculties and being out there again, that you got to enjoy it a little bit more. But like everything that kind of comes with Lee, he's the juice of putting on the headgear and just the character that he was, but how much he cared about the game. Like when you talk about the caretakers of the game, not just in football, just in sports in general, because he was such a long-standing institution, he just bled into everything that was college football, even when it wasn't college game day.
He was a great ambassador for the game of football, being a former coach. That's what it kind of started with. And then he really leaned into personality ropes people in. And his personality
was perfect.
Really started shining through on college game day. And his impact is indelible on college sports, like in college football. The headgear, putting on the mascot head, he started that in 95, and it became
crazy.
Yeah, it's 30 years. It'll be 30 years this season, and it's going to be gone. Like, nobody...
He's got to put it on one more time, right?
I don't care who they have on there. If it's McAfee that takes his place, McAfee can't rip that off.
No.
You can't keep doing it. It's not going to be Desmond or Herb Street either. Like, it's going to die when Lee Corso steps aside on August 30th. It 100% should. But you think of the impact that it had. Look, the Oregon Duck, I think it just won some 24/7 or On3
mascot
did like a mascot poll. Won the best mascot in college sports. The Oregon Duck is not what it is
without
Lee Corso putting on the headgear, going on a motorcycle ride, telling the duck that he loves it, in his connection with the duck mascot. Like, he was the launching point for the duck mascot to become popular. It was popular here because it did things like fight the Houston Cougar, but Lee Corso really ramped it up for a national stage. And now you look at the social media presence of the duck, the fact that it goes and it does its, you know, joining the Big Ten, went to every single campus and like rattled the cages of every door to get in and being locked out. Lee Corso gave life to that mascot, which is now nationally known and recognized.
Yeah, no, I'll go to the more recent appearance when he did hop on McAfee and he brought the whiteboard.
Yeah.
To communicate back and forth. What was the snaps isn't a stat thing when he gave love to Ashton Gentry for the Heisman campaign, kind of knocking Travis Hunter. Like, that personality, that it was there in a sense, but it was like you said, it was uplifted by Corso and like having those appearances and honestly, shout out to the Ducks for recognizing what that opportunity was and taking that chance to grow the personality and turn the duck mascot itself into a brand.
Yeah. And like, he did it with a lot of different, like the Buckeye mascot too. Like, it's not just Oregon. I think we think about it here because it really was a changing point for the duck mascot, which Oregon was not a traditional power, and they needed to find their niche and find their way. And he found a way to do that. It was, but more so than that, he was doing the picks and the
not so fast
dropping a.
Let me tell you something. Well,
there's a bunch of claimed.
These people don't give about it.
You did it again. You did it again.
He's doing this at 8:45 Pacific time, right? Like dropping S bombs, right? You had a situation where
the Bulldogs,
Yale Bulldogs.
Oh, wow! Not so fast, midget. Not so fast,
midget.
Yeah, little guy. Hey, not so fast. I go with Harvard.
What's the matter?
I'm going to go with Harvard.
Yeah,
I'm going to go with Harvard as well. Oh, you're great.
That was a child he was talking to.
Love it.
You know, and it didn't matter if it was the biggest celebrity or it was a child.
Unabashedly himself.
He was himself, and he cared about the game, and he cared about that show a ton. And I'm going to miss Lee Corso because he was different. And look, this is long overdue, and he probably should have stepped aside a couple of years ago. Yeah. But to a man, you talk to any person involved with that show, and Kirk Herbstreit has said this too. It's like, look, Lee knows it, but at the same time, if you take College Game Day away from him, that's his purpose right now. And there,
he's 90, dog. Like
for a guy like him, that's a like a lot of those. When you get to that age, when you take that purpose away, they go.
The clock starts ticking.
Yeah,
and one of the coolest moments you mentioned Herbstreit. Is the relationship that those two guys clearly have.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that there's... Oh,
Herbie's going to cry.
Oh, no. I'm literally almost tearing up here thinking about it just because, like, you can tell how real it is. And I know some people got bothered by, you know, Herbstreit bringing his dog around and stuff like that. But, like, how everybody embraced and Lee rallied around Herbie because that much that dog, you know, meant to him and... But, like, you know, when they first brought Lee back around, when he took a little hiatus, Kirk was always there right by his side. And you could tell he was, you know, Lee was struggling. And Herbie, every single time, would...
Helping with his picks, helping him finish his sentences for him.
Yeah, just...
And it was a lot, man.
And it's like, when you see a bond like that, I don't care where in life it is, you can't help but love it. You can't help but appreciate it, the authenticity. And that's like... That is what I worry about, not just in college football, but in sports in general, is how much authenticity we are losing with so many things because it's about how much money you can get out of something or how much you can market something or the return on investment of something. It's like, you know, every time you flip on the mothership, it's always some version of how something pertains to LeBron's legacy as opposed to this standalone thing that game day is. And when you think of College Game Day, who do you think of?
Lee, man.
It's look, Herbie's great. I mean, Fowler's great. I mean, everybody that, Desmond is great. I love McAfee on there, but it's Lee, man. And it's just, I wonder what they do with that.
Well, the hard part is, and the great part about Lee Corso was that, he's a former coach, and he knew a lot of football, and he used to give great analysis on games as well as being an entertainer. But the entertainer part, every single coach in college football and basketball, you can sit there and say they're a red ass and they don't get it and they don't have personality. The hell they don't, because they go and they recruit every damn year. Yeah.
They just don't know how to turn it off.
But well, no, they do turn it. They do turn it off. They turn off that ability because they want everything to be buttoned up and not let anything show. The fact that Lee Corso was able to let the other side out and leave the football behind that you can't turn off and open up and be the entertainer, that there are so many guys in the sport of college football, and I don't want to say like he's replaceable, but there are so many former coaches in the game that have the ability to open up the way that Lee did. And it won't be the exact same way, but they just have to be willing to do it. Like Urban Meyer is not willing to do it. He is not willing to do it. But if you can find one of those coaches and that's the other hard part too, is those guys really want to hang on for as long as they can.
You got to find a Gruden type of guy.
You think about 38. Yeah. John Gruden is a great example. Look at him working for Barstool now. Yeah. That ain't the same guy that you saw for years as the head coach of the Bucks and the Raiders. By a long shot, but it was always there inside of him because you have to be able to relate to people if you're going to be a leader, right? That's what head coaches are supposed to do. I wonder how long it's going to take them to find that guy who fits because it's a unique role. And Lee Corso was so different and he changed the way people watch college football.
Yeah. It's a huge deal.
Damn.
And It'll be a misty-eyed sign-off August 30th.
It will be. It will, and look, he's 90. He's had several health issues. Mm-hmm. Look, I don't want to sound insensitive here, but I hope he makes it there. Because,
yeah.
Look, he turns 90 on August 7th, and then August 30th is that first game day. And
what game is that?
I don't know. Well, they haven't announced where they're going to be, I don't think. I don't think they've, because they usually do it a couple weeks out. But I'm looking in their press release here, and I don't see the August 30th game yet. I can look it up really quick.
I hope it's a game with not necessarily meaning mm-hmm. from like a football standpoint, but like meaning for him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I bet it'll be, I'm looking right now. Tallahassee's probably your prime candidate.
Mm.
Alabama, Florida State.
Yeah.
That game. Oh, you have LSU Clemson in Clemson, South Carolina.
So there's a couple good.
Ohio State, Texas.
That might
be. Oh, they're going to be in Columbus.
Yeah.
They'll be in Columbus.
That'll
for
be
that
the one.
Montana State, Oregon.
No.
Oh, no. Missouri State, USC.
God.
Let's see. Yeah, they're going to be at Ohio State, Texas.
Yeah.
That's not even close.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Columbus, Ohio, August 30th.
What was the first headgear he put on? Do you remember?
It was Ohio State.
I was going to say, it was the Buckeye,
right? It was
right?
the Buckeye. Yeah. It was Brutus, the Buckeyes.
Yeah.
It had in 1995. So it'll be like 30 years almost to the day.
Come full circle. Throw it on one more time.
Yep. Yep.
I like it.
All right. Dang. Bye, Lee.
Yeah.
Not dead.
Not dead. Still
alive.
And when it gets to August 30th, we'll get to that. So
we'll pour one out for him.
All right, coming up next, time for our worst day on the web. And I came across this one, and I just kind of scratched my head because, you know, apparently there is a market for anything. First, here's the Big Kahuna Sports Center update.
I hear they got some tasty burgers.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's time for today's worst day on the web with Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Oh, really? That sucks.
Apparently, there's a market for anything and everything. Two Belgian teenagers were charged Tuesday with wildlife piracy after they were found with thousands of ants packed in test tubes in what Kenyan authorities said part of a trend in trafficking in smaller and lesser known species.
Yes. All right. What kind of ants were they?
I could not find it in here.
They just say ants,
yeah,
right?
And I'm like, okay. And look, this is, and then they go on to talking about the differing like traffic worlds and like how wildlife parts and stuff like that. This is so dumb and coincidental. I couldn't sleep last night, and my go-to, like, I need to feel sleepy and good and comfortable, is to throw on the big produced Planet Earth 2.
Mm-hmm.
Was it David Attenborough?
Yes.
Nothing will make me sleepier than listening to the soft, dulcet tones of Sir David Attenborough. And I was watching the episode about island diversity. And you know the March of the Red Crabs?
Yeah.
The 50 million red crabs that go from the jungle into the ocean. Well, there's this whole deal, and this is this island. I want to say it's off the coast of Africa. But these yellow crazy ants were introduced to the biodiversity, and they spit acid.
That seems good.
Right? So, but there's no natural predator for these things. And so they've like cut down on the proliferation of the natural habitat of these red crabs because they get on the crabs and they spit this acid in their eyes and their mouth and they go blind and dumb and they wander out and die.
Ants suck.
Yes, they do. But it's like this whole thing of like the impact of humans on ecosystems and stuff like that. And so that's a part of this. But also, who the hell is buying South African or Kenyan ants?
Well, like, what? They were Messer cephalates.
Okay, you found it?
Which are distinctive, large, red-colored harvester ant. I don't know.
And they're all the singular test tubes. It's not like, this thing's huge.
Yeah.
Like, it's a big ant.
Yeah, 5,000 of them. That's
5,000 tubes of singular ants.
How did these idiots think that they were going to get away with this?
Well, they played dumb in court and was like, oh, we were just collecting them.
Yeah, individually.
Individually, in test tubes.
They would be bad drug dealers. All these individually packaged. Why are they all individual? That was my favorite part of Cops. Like, why do you have 20 bags of meth individually wrapped? I was carrying it from a friend. Really? Why do you have this wad of cash in your pocket? Also, my friend found it.
My God. Like, this is what they told them. They told the magistrate that they were collecting the ants for fun and did not know that it was illegal.
Venn diagram. Drug dealers and ant smuggling. Same thing. Same thing. Crossover in the dumb section.
In the same day, in the same courtroom, a Kenyan man and a Vietnamese man were also charged with the illegal trafficking following their arrest in possession of 400 ants.
Yeah, all right.
So apparently there quite literally is a market for anything.
Ant farms, right? That used to be a thing, kind of is a thing. People like to watch the ants kind of dig around. I hate ants. We got an ant problem right now at our house.
I'm
out.
I had my internet go out, and I had to go to the box where the new internet company put this like provider box instead of just the standard cable. Is the cable that comes out of a box. And I want to say 2 weeks ago, I had an ant problem. And I was like, where the hell did these things? It was after the rain. You know, what happens is your yard gets flooded and they go into the house. That's naturally kind of what happens. It happens every year. But it was a lot of them. Well, I opened up that box after I had put some traps down a week ago, and I found like 1,000 dead ants. And I was like, oh my God. They didn't seal the box on the other side, and it was terrible.
Well, we had a pest control guy come out and spray, and he was like, for some reason, they're like in our bedroom. He's like, what are you eating here? I'm like, no. Mm. What are they? And they're just like tracking around somewhere, going somewhere. He came a week ago. They were already back. Furious. Woke up in the middle of the night.
Did you put the pest shield up?
My wife was gone, not in the bed. I'm like, see you this morning. Where did you go? She's like, well, I went and slept on the couch, found ants. I'm like, so you just left me? You're just leaving me there?
Leaving you to be carried away by the ants?
Golly, they're gonna just, she's like, oh yeah, you were sleeping. You were fine. There's no way I was going to sleep in there. I hate ants so bad. Not as much as I hate flies. Flies are disgusting.
I hate ants more.
Flies are gross. I hate flies more than I hate
ants. Like, especially the ones that we have up here, when you kill them, they have that scent.
Smell, yeah.
And it draws more of them.
Do you know not everyone can smell that?
Really?
Yeah.
It's pungent.
I read that. It's kind of like a sweet, it almost smells like Windex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It almost hits your nose like an ammonia smell.
Yeah. I read somewhere not everybody can do that.
Really? That's how they track. Like when they find food, they leave a scent trail for them all. That's why you always see them, like, that's why those traps work, is they take the trap nastiness back to the nest and it kills them all.
Hmm.
All of them.
Man. Hey, how about this? Can you imagine that conversation in the prison yard? What are you in for? Ant smuggling.
Here's the government gave their case on this. There's a shift in trafficking trends from iconic large mammals to lesser known yet ecologically critical species. They said the illegal export of ants not only undermines Kenya's sovereign rights over its biodiversity, oh my God, but also deprives local communities and research institutions of potential ecological and economic benefits. What? So they can sell the ants?
Huh?
This feels a little high and mighty. It's ants, dog.
Well, I for one don't think that you should be introducing very large ants to Belgium. I'm just gonna go throw that one out there. That's how murder hornets took over here. Right?
Yeah, they had them on the coast or whatever it was, somebody being stupid with them.
Up in Washington.
Yeah.
Well, no, I think they just, like, found their way over cargo something.
Yeah.
But Washington had to eradicate murder hornets. Murder hornets are terrifying.
Oh, they'll destroy an entire ecosystem.
Yeah.
You remember how they did it? They tied
a
tracer.
Yeah.
Like, it's big enough to where you can put a lasso on it.
Well, I mean, murder hornet is an apt name for that.
Yeah. Have you actually seen one?
Yeah, it's not in real life.
It sounds like a bird.
Don't want to.
Like the way it flies, it's so big. You're like, oh God.
Hmm.
In case you're wondering, the value of those ants,
ooh, yes,
those 5,000 ants.
What do we got?
$7,700.
Not worth it, guys.
No. Or otherwise known as in the Kenyan market, 1 million shillings.
Well, damn. I'll be damned though. You get over $100 per ant?
No, it's 5,000 ants, so it's like a dollar.
Oh, a dollar
per ant.
Oh yeah.
Never mind.
5,000 of them?
Yes, about $1.50 per
Not
ant.
Worth it, dude.
$1.55?
Not worth it. No. Now you're going to Kenyan prison for that?
Honestly, $1.55 per ant is probably more than I expected it to be.
Yeah.
Right?
It would be. Yeah. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it for $1.50.
It seems like a lot of work for ants.
It sure is.
I don't know.
Yeah. I'm out.
Yeah, no, again, but there's a market for everything, apparently.
There is.
So.
There is.
All right, coming up next, Caleb Williams thinks the NFL's a little too friendly. We'll get to that next year on Danny and Dusty, Tennessee Fan. Look, Caleb Williams played for the school that I love very much, and I love Caleb Williams, and I think he's going to be great, but he said something that I think I have said since day one since I hopped on the radio with you. Bring back hatred. Bring back hatred in sports.
Yeah, he's saying the NFL is too friendly.
Too buddy-buddy. He says, the NFL game has become very friendly. I don't want to be friends because I want to keep that competitive advantage.
There ain't going to be no buddy-buddy stuff. Somebody got to go.
I think there's this weird fine line where I don't think the NFL is anywhere close to where
the NBA
is and was. But I think that there is that fine line of where do you trade tricks of the trade, and then how does it cross over to too far to where you're in that friend zone, right? I think tight end you, like what the tight ends do every year, I think that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Where they go and they, all the tight ends across the league, go and share the tricks of the trade, hang out together, go have a summit once a year.
The pass rushing summit with Von Miller and those guys.
Yeah.
They do that too.
But there's, I mean, is that too close that mm-hmm. you're getting? Man, because it's everybody that's mm-hmm. just like, hey, we're all in this together thing. And it's really interesting to see that those two position groups, especially one, the pass rushing group has turned into one of the more highly paid positions mm-hmm. in the game, but the tight end group is like the little engine that could, and yeah. they're finally starting to get their cash and they're getting their money. Trey McBride, the first one to get the biggest payday, but there is that kind of the solidarity between the tight ends that they use. I don't see it as much, but what he's talking about is like the quarterbacks,
mm-hmm.
right? Having quarterback rivalries, they are important in the game. And you can do it in a proper way. Like Tom Brady and Peyton Manning mm-hmm. used to go and work out together almost every year.
In secret.
Mm-hmm. And they would threaten the high school kids that they would throw. If you tell anybody, we will end you.
Yeah.
And
it's full on Peyton Manning in the SNL skit.
I bet Peyton Manning could.
Mm-hmm.
But I bet Tom Brady could. But that quarterback fraternity, if they do get too close, quarterback rivalries are what fuels the mm-hmm. NFL. Like having that, he can't get right now. It's Josh Allen can't get past Patrick Mahomes, mm-hmm. right? And if you don't have that to lean on, then yes, something does. You do lose something from the game. I think overwhelmingly though, DBs, and this is a great thing about football, is DBs hate receivers.
Mm-hmm.
O-linemen hate defensive linemen. Linebackers hate everybody.
Everyone.
And running backs are, I don't know. What do you call Marines? What do you call?
Jarheads. A lot of derp. Crayon eaters.
Derp. Yeah, crayon yeah. eaters. Sure. Though that's a running back mm-hmm. room, right? But I don't think you're going to lose it, but there is, like, if you have quarterbacks getting too tight, I'm with Caleb Williams. Mm-hmm. Bring a little hate back. Have a little smack talk.
Look, it's healthy.
Mm-hmm.
As much as everybody's like, you need to have healthy relationships and positive. No. Having some negative and having some strife and having some beef in your life is healthy. It's what pushes you forward. You don't, let's use music as a general reference point. Think of your favorite bands. Did they write their best music when early in their career, when they were fighting and scrapping or clawing and probably on a list of drugs and going through the hardest times of their life? Or was it later in life when they had all the money and comfort?
Well, if you like Morgan Wallen, he's never written his music. Yeah. So you have some of those folks that are out there
sure.
too.
But like, look, the one I always go to here is, Metallica.
Yeah, man.
Their best music was when they were all alcoholics and things were tough and they were fighting amongst mm-hmm. each other. And
when they're normal people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like, that's where a lot of that comes from.
Finding that edge, create that edge any way that you can. And in the sports world, it is, Michael Jordan creating,
making it up.
Yeah.
On a nightly basis.
But also Michael Jordan
hated everyone,
played golf in the off season with Chuck and mm-hmm. Larry. And he had the ability to still be friendly enough. But no, I still hate you.
I mean, the bleep you
mm-hmm.
with him and Bird.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's still there. Look, we all have friends that are fueled by hate.
I mean, some of my best friends, I talk the most S to.
Yes.
And because in competition, you do it. And I think you can do that. And maybe Caleb Williams can't do that.
He has to. Like, put them in a box?
Yeah, he just has to always be in hate mode. I don't know, but I'm here for what Caleb Williams said. I like that.
Yeah, no, I guess
it is a fine line, though, of that it's like with the girl, right? Get in mm-hmm. the friend zone. You don't want to get in the friend
no,
zone. You don't want
no.
You don't get so close that you're in that friend zone. Uh-uh.
You got to treat them so terrible that they love you.
That's not it either.
Oh, is that not either?
That's
oh.
not it either.
Mm.
I mean, for some,
seen a lot of those relationships. Not me personally, just watch them.
What is that? What do they call that? Nagging?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. When that's how you land a girl up.
That's a relationship just absolutely heading for glorious pastures.
Wasn't that it was a book that they turned into a show, Pickup Artist?
Mm.
You remember that?
No.
It was a guy that.
I've seen a guy that on TikTok that drops one liners on bombshells that. They're either they land or they bomb horribly.
Dude,
entertaining.
I had a buddy in college that, I mean, you want to talk about no shame.
Mm-hmm.
He would just go up and just be like, he'd throw everything in mm-hmm. the kitchen sink.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I mean, it's a numbers game, boys. I was like, Boy, you're below the Mendoza line right now, my
Look,
friend.
I had a buddy in the
you're
Air Force.
You're batting like 100, but...
We used to call him Chum.
Chum the Waters?
Because, look, this is going to sound weird. The man was gorgeous.
Oh,
like,
all right.
Just the most attractive, one of the most attractive humans you've ever seen in your entire life. And we would send him to the bar on the other side of the bar. Like, we'd be sitting on one side of the bar, be on the other, purposefully, like, trolling. Just, like, and I'm not saying, like, trolling, like, making fun of people. Like trolling, like, fishing. And we just reel him back in, and you could just see the women just flock to him, and it was hilarious. And it was, to that point, shameless.
Shameless.
Oh, every line in the book, I mean, just, but it was hilarious. It worked every single time. Every single time.
It doesn't work every single time. Eventually, you find somebody, right?
Oh, 90% of the time it works.
No. With him, it worked every single time. It was... And again, I mean, I'm not saying on every single person, but I'm saying always...
Every night, because it becomes the numbers game. Yeah. You're just casting such a wide net, somebody's going to be desperate enough.
It was like dumping a blood bucket in the ocean. Like, you just a feeding frenzy every single time he did it. It was so dumb. It is what it is. All right, coming up next, we're going to reset here in hour number three with the hometown team. We talked about the Zion Williamson, would you kick the tires? We'll go a little bit further than that. Would you actually go to do the deal? Also take a look at how the national media views the Portland Trailblazers. Next on Danny and Dusty, 1080 The Fan.